2. Exports. About exports. 2. What are your favorite exports?
Mike and Lily are talking about their favorite sports. Listen to the tape or CD, then look at the chart and tick in the box for the two speakers' favorite sports.
Lily, what sports do you usually take part in?
I go in for skiing.
Oh, my goodness. No one goes skiing anymore now. That's for the old people.
Well, what sports do you usually do?
I usually go skateboarding with my friends on weekends.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm really fond of skateboarding. It's an extremely exciting sport. The winds are so strong, and the board can go as fast as 25 miles an hour.
And what else do you like?
Rock climbing, rafting, and surfing. Lily, what sports do you usually take part in?
I go in for skiing.
Oh, my goodness. No one goes skiing anymore now. That's for the old people.
Well, what sports do you usually do?
I usually go skateboarding with my friends on weekends.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm really fond of skateboarding. It's an extremely exciting sport. The winds are so strong, and the board can go as fast as 25 miles an hour.
And what else do you like?
Rock climbing, rafting, and surfing.
3. Going skydiving. John and Bill are talking about their plan for the coming Sunday. Listen to the tape or CD, then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Hi, long time no see, Bill.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. How are things with you?
Quite good. And you?
Fine. What are you going to do on Sunday?
I'm going to go skydiving.
That sounds like a great idea. I watched it on TV last week. It was really fantastic. Could I go with you?
Sure.
That's great. See you on Sunday.
See you then. Bye. Hi. Long time no see, Bill.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. How are things with you?
Quite good. And you?
Fine. What are you going to do on Sunday?
I'm going to go skydiving.
That sounds like a great idea. I watched it on TV last week. It was really fantastic. Could I go with you?
Sure.
That's great. See you on Sunday.
See you then. Bye.
5. Irish extreme sports.
Read the passage about extreme sports and do the exercises.
Two Irishmen, Gary and Paddy, walk into a pet shop. We'll take 4 budgies, says Gary. The owner puts the budgies in a box. The two go to the top of the corner pass. There, Gary looks down at the 1,000-foot drop. Looks like a grand jump. He takes 2 birds out of the box, puts one on each shoulder, and jumps off the cliff. As the budgies fly off, Gary falls all the way to the bottom, killing himself stone dead. Paddy shakes his head. This budgie jumping is too dangerous. A moment later, Seamus arrives. He's been to the pet shop too, and walks up to the edge, carrying another box in one hand and a shotgun in the other. He takes a parrot from the box and lets him fly free. He then throws himself over the edge of the cliff with a gun. Halfway down, Seamus takes the gun and shoots the parrot. Seamus hits the bottom and breaks every bone in his body. Paddy shakes his head. And I'm never trying that parrot shooting either. Paddy is just getting over the shock of losing 2 friends when Sean appears. He's also been to the pet shop and is carrying a box out of which he pulls a chicken. He takes the chicken by its legs and throws himself off the cliff and disappears. Once more, Paddy shakes his head. Hang gliding is not my thing.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Can you hear the underlined parts in these words?
Take part in.
Next Friday.
Old folks.
Now read these words. Then listen and repeat.
Rock climbing.
Miss Sandra.
Rafting and skateboarding.
With exports. 2. Caving is interesting. Jack is describing his experience with exports. Listen to the tape or CD and complete each sentence.
Hi, Jack. I heard you're good at outdoor sports. Can you tell me something about them?
Sure, I'd love to. There are some new outdoor sports.
For example?
For example, caving, ice climbing, rafting, and mountain bike orienteering.
Have you ever experienced any of them?
Yes, I once went caving.
How did you feel about it?
It was exciting. It's full of surprises and very popular with the young. You should give it a try.
Yes, I'm interested in it. I'll try it one day. Hi, Jack. I heard you're good at outdoor sports. Can you tell me something about them?
Sure, I'd love to. There are some new outdoor sports.
For example?
For example, caving, ice climbing, rafting, and mountain bike orienteering.
Have you ever experienced any of them?
Yes, I once went caving.
How did you feel about it?
It was exciting. It's full of surprises and very popular with the young. You should give it a try.
Yes, I'm interested in it. I'll try it one day.
3. A beautiful camping night.
Joe and Bill went camping, but they didn't enjoy it. Listen to the tape or CD and choose the best answer to each question.
2 guys, Joe and Bill, went camping in the desert. After they got their tent all set up, they fell sound asleep. Some hours later, Joe woke his friend and said, "Bill, look up and tell me what you see." Bill replied, "I see millions of shining stars." "What does that tell you?" asked Joe. Bill thought for a minute and then said, "It means it is a very beautiful and pleasing night. It means the weather is very nice." "What does it tell you, Joe?" Joe was silent for a moment and then said, "Bill, you idiot. It means someone has stolen our tent." Two guys, Joe and Bill, went camping in the desert. After they got their tent all set up, they fell sound asleep. Some hours later, Joe woke his friend and said, "Bill, look up and tell me what you see." Bill replied, "I see millions of shining stars." "What does that tell you?" asked Joe. Bill thought for a minute and then said, "It means it is a very beautiful and pleasing night. It means the weather is very nice." "What does it tell you, Joe?" Joe was silent for a moment and then said, "Bill, you idiot. It means someone has stolen our tent."
5. Exports injuries. Read the passage about some exports experiences and do the exercises.
Whether you're flying off a jump on your BMX bike or trying a new trick on your board, there's always a chance you're going to get hurt. Even the best skaters suffer bruises. Here are some of the injuries. Once, I was setting up some jumps in my backyard. The second time I went off it, I got 10 feet in the air. I did a big kick out and tried to get the bike back straight, but I couldn't. I landed with the metal from the side of the handlebar on my left side. The metal dug into my skin. Blood was all over my shirt. But I would definitely try it again. I broke my arm when I was 10 while snowboarding. I skidded on ice and landed on a huge rock. Now I'm 13, and I'd love to skateboard all the time. The worst bail I ever did was when I was riding in a 6-foot half pipe. I went to rock to fakie, but as I was coming down fakie, I went to rock again and fell flat on my head. I had a headache for like a week. But about 2 minutes later, I tried it again. I fell again and almost broke my wrist. The whole time I was doing that, I was wearing a helmet, so I didn't kill myself.
Vocabulary. New words.
Whitewater.
Rafting.
Skydiving.
Orienteering.
Skateboarding.
Skiing.
Goodness.
Fond.
Extremely.
Surfing.
Fantastic.
Staff.
Membership.
Way.
Risk.
Irish.
Budgie.
Grand.
Shoulder.
Cliff.
Shake.
Edge.
Shotgun.
Parrot.
Bone.
Disappear.
Gliding.
Application.
Apply.
Emotion.
Fear.
Disappointment.
Anxiety.
Outdoor.
Caving.
Camp.
Desert.
Tent.
Pleasing.
Idiot.
Hiking.
Bruise.
Metal.
Definitely.
Snowboard.
Bail.
Halfpipe.
Fakie.
Wrist.
Helmet.
Dues.
Proper nouns.
Gary.
Paddy.
Connor Pass.
Seamus.
Sean.
Joe.
Mount Ty.
BMX bike.